Donald Trump on Kamala Harris, she won't be too tough to beat. By Matthew Boyle on July 23, 2024. Former President Donald Trump, the Republican nominee for president, told Breitbart News on a conference call with reporters on Tuesday afternoon that Vice President Kamala Harris will not be too tough to beat if she remains true to form as politically weak as she has been in the past. Trump held a press call on Tuesday to focus on Harris's abysmal record as outgoing Democrat President Joe Biden's border czar. Biden appointed Harris to oversee the border in March 2021, at the beginning of Biden's administration, and she has overseen the influx of millions and millions of migrants into the country. Trump's call on Tuesday comes as Harris has essentially wrapped up the Democrat nomination for president less than 48 hours after Biden announced he was dropping out of the race on Sunday afternoon, as Democrats have decided against any open process and instead just chosen to coronate Harris as their candidate. Trump held the press call with current and past presidents of the National Border Patrol Council Paul Perez and Brandon Judd to explain Harris's radical policies. At the end of the call, Trump took questions from a number of reporters, including from Breitbart News, which asked Trump if he thinks Democrats who panicked to push Biden out of the race will regret doing so come Election Day, given Harris's radical record on things like immigration policy. Trump said in response that Harris's failed 2020 presidential campaign proves how weak she is as a candidate. She ran for president, and she failed badly. She never even made it to Iowa, Trump replied. She started off, she had little name value, from a large place. As you know, from California, and she had a little name value. The name value didn't last long because she ended up dropping like a rock as people got to know her. She was decimated in debates by Tulsi, who I know really hit her hard, and others hit her hard. She was decimated in the debates. Trump added during his answer that Harris was, during the 2020 primary debates, the nastiest of all the candidates to Biden himself. She was, by far, the nastiest to Joe Biden, and that's why I was surprised that he took her. There was nobody nastier than her, Trump said. She played the race card at a level that you rarely see. She really was very nasty to him, and then he picked her, so I don't get that exactly. Now they act like they're great friends, but you don't really recover from that. I wouldn't recover easily from that. I wouldn't have picked her. Trump continued by noting Harris's reputation is for choking when she gets in the limelight and that America will be better off if she continues to fail under pressure yet again as the Democrat nominee for president in 2024. He also said he does not think, if she stays true to her failing form, she will be difficult to dispatch at the ballot box. I think she is going to be, hopefully, frankly for this country. I think similar things are going to happen to her that happened to her before, Trump said. She's been on the big stage. She has started off at a high level for false reasons since nobody really knew who she was. And, within a period of 4 weeks, or 5 or 6 weeks in, she was decimated and never made it to Iowa, the first state, and never even came close to me. She went down to practically zero. So, if she campaigns that way now, and this is only going to be tougher, although she does have a lot of support from the fake news, there's no question about that, but if she campaigns the way she campaigned then, I suspect she won't be too tough. Earlier in the call, Trump said he considers Harris much more radical than even Biden. She's the same as Biden but much more radical, Trump said in response to Politico's Alex Isenstadt during the question and answer portion. This country doesn't want a radical left person to destroy it. She's far more open borders than he is. She wants things that nobody wants. You take a look at the car mandate, the electric car mandate, everything. Take a look at San Francisco now compared to before she became the district attorney, and you see what she'll do to our country. I think she'll be easier than Biden because he was slightly more mainstream but not by much. Trump also told Fox News's Bill Milligan that he would debate Harris multiple times. It's unclear if that debate would happen on ABC News, though, which was supposed to moderate a second debate between Trump and Biden in September. As Trump later told another reporter, he only agreed to an ABC debate against Biden and has not agreed to anything against Harris at this stage.